Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend John Bradbury back on the show. John is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the CEO of Ready Founder Services, which provides tools and consulting services for entrepreneurs and investors. He's the author of Six Secrets to Startup Success, one of the smartest management guys I know, and he's our good friend John Bradbury. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. So, you know, one of the things you learn when you get your business up out of the ground and it's kind of rolling a little bit, maybe having a little bit of momentum, it's one thing to get your business up to speed, but it's another thing to be able to sustain and maintain that speed and maybe even goose it every once in a while. How do you pull that off? How do you boost your staying power?
That's a great question. I have come to believe after, you know, a couple of decades at this, Jim, that, you know, perhaps the greatest competitive advantage you can have is what I would call staying power. Can you really stay in the game long enough to withstand the ebbs and flows of, you know, just about any market and all the unscheduled crises that occur in a startup path? And so I've thought a lot about and study what companies that stay in the game for the long term really do. The first one is, and it's at the startup phase, when you're thinking about starting a business. You know, these days in the startup world, you see teams go out there, founding teams, they develop plans, they make pitches, they raise capital, and they start paying themselves salaries. You know, they jump in full time. And then you look 6-12 months later, they really haven't even really started in the sense that they don't have paying customers.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a real book of business. So the principle of what I call launch close to the customer, and that is, you know, you can do a lot to understand the market, the customer opportunities, and the real viability of your idea before you actually leave your paying job.
See, this is what bugs me when I've talked to startups before, and they tell me about all the things that we're doing. I said, "What's your next step?" And they said, "I've got to get funding." And I said, "Well, have you got any customers?" "Oh no, I don't have any customers."
We'll find that later.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And my friend Tim Berry, what the world's greatest mm-hmm. Business planning expert, founded Palo Alto Software. He said a guy came to him one time. He was trying to help, and he was making soup. He was like a soup Nazi, right? And so he was making soup. And Tim asked him. He says, "Do people like your soup?" He said, "I don't know." He said, "I think you better go see if the dogs will eat your dog food before you go looking for investors."
Yep, and that's the number one question.
Isn't customer sales the best form of capital?
Absolutely, absolutely. And you may not have sales directly when you start, but at least you can have deeply understand, is there a problem out there that you can solve that people are willing to pay for
right.
you to solve? And so, I see that smart entrepreneurs will be working for someone else, be working on someone else's dime, and doing their research. One of my favorite entrepreneurs, I featured him in the book prominently, a guy named J.C. Faulkner. He worked for a big bank, a national bank, for 12 years, left and launched a financial services business that then sold for about $100 million 3 years later.
Wow.
And so people say, you know, that's amazing how you did that in 3 years. He said, "I didn't do it in 3 years. I studied and learned and worked on it for 12 years."
He was a 20-year overnight success, wasn't he?
Yeah, so do your homework. You know, and I see a lot of really smart entrepreneurs and aspiring founders doing this. So this idea of by the time you launch, you ought to be as close to the customer as possible and not have some pathway that you're going to be walking down without a clear line of sight to who your customer base is mm-hmm. going to be. So that's one. Another big one, Jim, is the idea of thinking deeply about risk and understanding what are the killer risks that could essentially torpedo your entire venture. And that varies across different kinds of businesses, right?
Mm-hmm.
We just talked about a big risk, which is market risk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, understanding is there a viable market?
What's another big risk before we go to a break?
Well, we'll talk about financial risk in a moment, but operational risk is a big one. Can you actually logistically pull off what's necessary?
Mm-hmm.
Great example of that when
hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. John Bradbury and I will be right back. More to come with this very important.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.